With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. The Washtenaw Parish School Board has voted to prohibit home and virtual school students from participating in extracurricular activities. The board addressed the issue following a unified call by high school principals. Superintendent Bob Weber joins me by phone to share about the board's decision. Well, first, Dr. Weber, what is the background to the issue with homeschool students participating in extracurricular activities?
Actually, our principals, all five high school principals, came forward and said, they knew it was left up to the local schools and school districts to decide whether or not athletes, homeschool athletes, virtual school athletes were able to participate in extracurricular activities. And all five were unanimous in that they did not want to start that. In fact, even the middle schools, all but one middle school principal did wanted help with it. They wanted us to be unified and, across the board. And so the school board just really did it because principals had asked us to make a policy that accomplished that. And I think that, it's not been a very serious problem for us at all. We've had very few cases of folks even asked to do it. But there was some concern about whether kids were following, nearly every extracurricular group has a GPA guideline or requirement, and as well as a behavior requirement. And that's something that if the kids aren't there all day, they can't really tell whether or not they are meeting those qualifications.
You mentioned there were not very many cases. Had that number been increasing over the past few years? Is that the cause for concern?
Not really, Bob. I think it's only been the one child, and he has been playing at one of the middle schools, and dad wanted to play at the high school. To my knowledge, it hasn't been an issue at all.
Is there any possible special consideration be given in a particular circumstance? Say there were no sport that they could participate in, whether it's a homeschool league or something like that. Any thought to that at this point?
Not as far as us providing it. I would hope that, the homeschool association or maybe the private association, someone would allow it. And, this is not a really right or wrong answer. It's a matter of opinion with people. And we just try to support our principals as much as possible.
I know there was also the aspect of liability being a concern as well.
Of course, there's always examples of liability. Just one I could think of, if a coach decided the team didn't play well Friday night in football and he wants them back up there Saturday at 10 o'clock, and it's a student who's not at the school, but they have an accident. And of course, that could happen to any student. But, as long as we do what we're supposed to do, we should not have a situation where we would lose some type of court case or whatever on that. So it is a thought. I think that the principals thought about things like, we're going to keep 15 on the basketball team. And you have a homeschool child that comes in 13, makes the team, and then the kid that almost made it comes in 16th and he loses his position to a child that does not even go to that school. So that was kind of a little bit of the things that we talked about with the principals. And of course, most homeschool kids really are very smart. They apparently work really hard, but you could see a child starting quarterback at Smith High School and he's not going to pass. And you would hate to see this happen, but you could envision it happening in some places where, let's let Mama homeschool him so we can get him eligible.
Washtenaw Parish School Superintendent Dr. Bob Weber. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM.